listening to Work in Progress. I'm Ramona Schindelheim, Editor-in-Chief of Working Nation. Work in Progress explores the rapidly changing workplace through conversations with innovators, educators, and decision-makers, people with solutions to today's workforce challenges. SkillUp is a new nonprofit dedicated to helping the more than 40 million workers impacted by COVID-19 get rehired for in-demand jobs in high-growth industries. Joining me now to discuss the free resources and services being made available to workers who have lost jobs or wages is Josh Jarrett, the Acting Executive Director of SkillUp. Josh, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So, Josh, millions of people remain out of work 9 months into 2020, and you at SkillUp have brought together employers, training partners, providers, companies, tech companies, nonprofits, and philanthropies to try to address this issue. Can you tell me how this group got together?
The SkillUp Coalition really came from the recognition that we need an effort to help workers at the scale and pace that is required. And the challenge that we're facing is unprecedented in most of our lifetimes. And so to solve that, it wasn't going to be a single organization, a single government entity. We couldn't leave the responsibility at the foot of any organization, nor could we afford to leave it at the feet of the workers who are disproportionately be affected by the COVID economic crisis. And those are workers who are on the front lines, who are making less than $40,000 a year, have less than a bachelor's degree. They're disproportionately women. They're disproportionately people of color. They skew a little bit younger. They tend to be more than 35 years and younger. And so this is millions of people who need help. And so the SkillUp Coalition is an organization that has come together to try and pull together the best of what's available to help those individuals.
So rather than push workers back into jobs like the ones they have before, one of your main goals is to help people not just find a job, but find a career. How are you doing that?
Sure. So we, as you said, we want to avoid the reality that we saw in the 2008, 2009, 2010 recovery, where we focus on getting people back to jobs as quickly as possible. And it ended up going back into a lot of low wage jobs that didn't create opportunities for upward economic mobility. I think 99% of the 12 million jobs that were added to the economy required at least some college education. We want to avoid that. Secondly, we know that a lot of the industries that have been most affected, food service, retail, hospitality, travel, they're not going to bounce back immediately. And when they do bounce back, they're going to look very different. We're going to see supply chains disrupted. We'll see more e-commerce. We'll see more contactless pickup. We'll see more telemedicine. And so we need to prepare these workers for those new jobs, which are going to be middle skill gateway and destination jobs, as we call them. And at the same time, there aren't enough of those jobs yet. And so we need to be looking at upskilling friendly employers who have transitional jobs, who can help support workers now with income replacement, but also put them on a path, support them in a continuing learning journey. And we really focus on rapid reskilling, meaning what can we do in 4 to 24 weeks, at least less than a year, that could help somebody get a foothold into an industry with growth prospects and more control and autonomy in their lives.
Walk me through the process a little bit. I understand like one of the first things you do is career guidance. How do you work with someone who's come to you for that help?
Sure. So we are fortunate to be leveraging technology, as you mentioned, from different partners. One of our core partners is a company called Guild Education. They have a Fortune 500 outplacement platform that they're offering to large organizations, and they've given us that technology for free. And so it's a platform that allows us to combine career navigation, training providers, and job opportunities in a curated experience for an individual worker. So a worker will come to skillup.org, which is the website where these free resources are. They may have been directed there through one of our outreach partners. We just signed a partnership with Goodwill Industries, for instance. And in one of the Goodwill job centers or on goodwill.org, they'll have been referred to this new resource. And they'll arrive at our homepage, skillup.org, And they'll be asked to provide three pieces of information to get customized results in 30 seconds. And those three pieces of information are their zip code, their last job, and a few questions about how they like to work. I like to work outside. I like to work with groups. And based on just those few pieces of information, they'll be served up 7 or 8 growing careers near where they live that could give them more economic mobility and could be accessed with relatively short training based on their starting point, both occupationally and geographically. So they have an opportunity to explore those different careers. It could be medical coding or medical assisting or pharmacy tech in healthcare. It could be skilled trades like HVAC or supply chain or technology, IT support desk or a data analyst. All of these are jobs that have traditionally or often gone to folks with 2 or 4 years of education, but are increasingly opening up to people with short form education. So we want to help them understand what those careers are and then understand who are the quality validated training providers who can help them get there. And so we have a process that we've developed in partnership with partners, Jobs for the Future, Social Finance, Education Quality Outcome Standards Board, Opportunity at Work, to vet those providers. And they could be colleges and universities. They could be workforce training providers. They could be alternative providers like YearUp or Coursera, or they could be employer-sponsored programs, an apprenticeship or a work-based training program. We want each of the best of all of those to be in one place for workers. They don't have to go to this system or that system to see what those short-term pathways are. And finally, to be able to see who's hiring. Who are the employers that are hiring for these jobs where I can either get to work now and continue on one of these programs, or will be hiring me as soon as I complete the program. And so they can see all of that in this, you know, one location tailored to their specific circumstances.
So the guidance to the potential high demand careers or the high growth careers is on your platform. The training connection is there. Is that free to the user?
All of the guidance is free. So the ability to look at the different, you know, get this personalized recommendation. We're also going to be launching free group career coaching sessions on the week of October 19th. So I believe next week, that's through with our partner Inside Track. We want to give them technology resources to connect to different opportunities, but we know that that's not enough, that helping individuals doubt their own self-doubt is a huge portion of this. And so wrapping human touch into this in a way that is possible because we're philanthropically funded is part of helping people in a free way get connected. The programs themselves range from free to low-cost programs. And we are in the process of raising a rapid reskilling fund that will provide up to $1,000 per displaced worker to apply to one of these vetted training programs. So to the extent there are costs associated with the programs, we want to help them offset those costs or use it to buy a laptop and broadband access because now these programs are being delivered at distance when they weren't before.
That's really important, that last part. I think the idea that there are still millions of people who don't have broadband. Maybe there's only one laptop in the family. And if there's remote schooling going on, you know, maybe a kid needs to use it. And when the adult could use it also to train. So finding some way to connect those two seems like a really important issue right now.
It is. And to use a specific example, so one of our partners, an organization called Perscolis, they do short-term technology training for folks who've been long-term unemployed. As they moved online from face-to-face, 70% of their students have required a laptop and broadband access. Only 30% had that at home. So it's costing them an additional $700 to $800 per person to provide a laptop and 9 months of broadband access. And so we've talked to them about, you know, how would you use this $1,000? That's how they would use it to help that 70% even be able to access the program.
Of your coalition, are there companies that have committed to hiring these people then? Is that part of what they're doing as part of your group?
Yes. So we have several different types of partners, and employer partners is a key one. And so we have partners like like Walmart and Gainsight, which does a lot of customer service and customer success management software. So they have a network of people who use their software who need to hire. Unity Technologies, which powers a lot of gaming technology. And there's a huge demand for gaming quality assurance jobs right now, great entry-level jobs into tech, because during social distancing, people are sitting at home downloading lots of mobile games. And so there's jobs in terms of the QA testing and getting those games out to market. Great entry-level job. We also have partners with Paschal Truck Lines, which hires a lot of commercial driver's license, or CoolSys, which is one of the biggest hires of HVAC techs. There are employers that are putting America back to work, and they want to be, you know, seen as doing that. And increasingly, employers are making commitments, and we want SkillUp to be an easy way for them to follow through on those commitments. I will say we're building the airplane as we're flying it, and so we're still just releasing the capabilities to really feature those employers and showcase them and nudge workers toward those hiring employers. But that's the vision, is that it's not enough to just recommend somebody go get more training, right? If that training doesn't lead to much higher job prospects, much greater chance of getting a job, we're doing a disservice. We're not only wasting potentially dollars and resources, but wasting time, which is a critical resource. So we think very much about the two sides, the supply and demand. We're also working very closely with Opportunity at Work, which is another one of our core operating partners, who is doing a significant amount of work with employers to help what they call STARS, which are skilled through alternative routes, people without a bachelor's degree who don't have a formal four-year degree, to get seen and recognized by employers. Because too often we say degree required, and these individuals who represent a huge pool of untapped talent, particularly diverse talent, aren't getting seen in the hiring process. So partners like Opportunity at Work are also bringing in employers and working with employers to make it more likely that you can get an interview and get hired, even if you don't have a traditional educational background.
I've noticed, as Working Nation has been looking for programs to highlight, training programs or organizations like yours, that there are a lot out there, but the general public doesn't know about them. I mean, how do you get that message out there? How do you make people know your resources are available?
Yeah, it's critical. So there's two steps to that. One is we have to assemble and curate all those great programs that already exist out there. As you said, there are amazing programs that are happening in cities and regions around the country. There are very creative non-credit community college programs. There are high-quality workforce programs. There are innovative employer-sponsored programs where they'll pay for your training or apprenticeships. I think Accenture has the largest number of apprentices in the country or something. That was news to me. So the first step is that we have a team whose only job is to build this catalog of rapid reskilling pathways for frontline workers. And we're working closely with our operating partner, Jobs of the Future, on that to really build out that catalog. And then with Social Finance to evaluate which of those are going to be eligible for that rapid reskilling $1,000 contribution. So step one is, as you said, first finding out all the programs that we wish everybody knew about and aggregating them into the SkillUp catalog. And then the second part is, how do we get the word out? How do we reach workers where they are? There are about 13 million people on state unemployment today, but another 16 million that are on a pandemic emergency program. So that's about 29 million people. How do we reach those? And there's really two ways to do that. One is through partners, right? So Working Nation is a partner of ours, which is about getting the word out, using our trusted mouthpieces to share these insights, these services and supports with workers. I mentioned Goodwill. Others are helping us. 100,000 Opportunities Coalition, which is about employers and CBOs who are trying to help opportunity youth get hired. The Aspen Forum for Community Solutions, who works with a lot of opportunity youth connecting networks. So those are the trusted voices who already know who and where these affected workers are and have their trust. And so helping get the word out through those organizations is critical. The second is sophisticated digital marketing. So we spend a significant amount of our own resources on a team and a capability to do targeted digital media. So that's Instagram, that's Facebook, that's TikTok, that's, you know, all the different channels to find individuals where they are. And we can, you know, tailor and target those in increasingly sophisticated ways. When we first started that, I should mention, you know, the Skill Up Coalition just launched in early, mid-July. So we're only just a couple months old. But in August, when we started running digital marketing, it was costing us well over $5 for each user that would come to our site. And now programs we were running last week were less than 20 cents. So that ability to bring world-class marketing capability to this challenge is as critical as these trusted partners. So it's those two channels to reach workers.
Another thing I noticed about on your website, you have a worker advisory board. How does that work? Who are you bringing in and what are they telling you?
That's really critical. We said from the very beginning, you know, too often there are these initiatives that get done to the populations we aim to serve, not by. And so we have all these great organizations coming together and an incredible expertise. But at the end of the day, we need workers' voice from the very beginning. And so we formed a worker advisory board. These are individuals that serve a six-month rotation with us. And they serve a couple key purposes. One is to look at the product and make sure that that people like them would use a service like this. And they gave us very early feedback that said, you know, these pathways seem out of reach, right? You're showing me, I'm a bus driver and you're showing me a software developer job that's going to make $100,000 a year, right? I don't know. That doesn't seem doable. And so what is the job that's going to get me to that job, or what's the pathway? So this idea of helping people see that people like me do things like this, and help people doubt their own self-doubt. So they really play a critical role in pressure testing the product side of things. And then the second thing is on the worker outreach. So we're going to run a new campaign. We're going to create new copy, new message testing. We run that by our worker advisory board and say, no, that's not how I want to be. That's not how someone like me would talk to a peer. That's not, that doesn't resonate. Here's how I would be suspicious or skeptical. A free resource, what's the catch? So I think they've been really invaluable in giving us advice, and will continue to play that role. And we look to expand that in the coming months here too.
You know, we talk a lot about jobs being local, opportunities are local. How are you involving, local governments in this, civic leaders?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when SkillUp launched 2.5 months ago, it was a national footprint right out of the box. I mean, anybody in the U.S. put in their zip code, we're pulling data feeds in, we have programs that are geo-fenced based on your zip code. So if we have a program that's only offered in Dallas, like Merit America, and you're in Dallas, you'll see that program come up. But if you're in Houston, you won't. And the jobs data is all localized by zip code. That said, we recognize that without getting closer to those local labor markets, we would serve the average displaced worker okay, which isn't sufficient for the impact we aspire to. So we're actually working now to localize the SkillUp offering. And so that means making sure that the career pathways are more localized, the programs, the employers, and the outreach channels. So by way of example, we've just received a grant from the James Irvine Foundation to localize SkillUp in Southern California. There's an opportunity, again, with Working Nation, I think you're based in LA, to explore that a little further. But what that is really saying is, how do we bring this closer to the ground? So for instance, we have pathways in terms of what are the best career pathways for frontline workers? Well, we have national data sets and national answers to that question. But in LA, you've got the ports. Maybe there are a bunch of jobs around logistics and supply chain with the ports that wouldn't show up in national data. We need to figure out those pathways. Who are the best programs? How do we get local program providers that are quality in addition to national providers? Who are the employers? Not the Walmarts, but the employers in a particular place, and who are the trusted outreach channels. So we are in conversations with a lot of state entities and workforce boards around how can SkillUp be complementary to the good services that they already have. There's a lot of good work out there, and SkillUp aims to lift up and elevate and drive workers to the things that are working, not reinvent a bunch of new things. And so we think having multiple front doors for workers to find resources a good thing. And so that's the conversation we're in not just Southern California, but probably a half dozen or a dozen other locations around the country around how to make this a really work in a specific place.
So let's go back to the beginning of the conversation about how you are preparing people not just for another job, even a lifeboat job. It's more about preparing people for careers. Even before COVID-19, we had been talking about upskilling as a necessity. That's all accelerated because of COVID-19. How do you make the pitch? How do you talk to job seekers and encourage them to take this next step?
Yeah, it is critical. I agree with you. This was an issue we had pre-COVID. Remember the pandemic of automation that was coming 6 months mm-hmm. ago? That was the pandemic we were worried about. Now we've got the COVID economic crisis. We're also recognizing we're further behind on structural racism than we thought that we were. So we have these fundamental challenges, and they're all going to require a more nimble, resilient economy that helps people move and transition between jobs and industries that are in rapid transition. And so that's good. That's true during COVID. It'll be equally true after COVID. If you think of all the industry transitions that were going to happen over the next 5 years, accelerate them into 12 months, and that's what we're facing. And so I think helping people recognize the moment that we're in is part of it. I'd also say that a lot of people that we interact with, a lot of workers, they get it. I mean, the type of language that resonates, that draws them to our site, that gets them to engage, is we know the world's changed. COVID has wreaked havoc on the economy, and jobs are not coming back in the way they were before. What does it look like? Is now the time to get a job in healthcare, in technology, in the skilled trades, in business, in supply chain? And it's actually those destination industries that people previously might thought it was too far away, going to take too much time. I can't go back and get my bachelor's degree. I'm 35. I've got two kids at home. I think people are recognizing they don't have a choice. They need to find a job that's going to give them more stability, more economic mobility. And the last thing I'd say is, we speak to the economic mobility, the stability, the dignity that comes with the work. It's not about training for training's sake. We don't talk about, come get your training. We say, find a career that's going to help you get control of your life, increase your earnings. And it's the idea of getting that career that's resonating because people know all that that comes with. And the rapid reskilling pathways just make it possible in ways that people thought previously were out of reach for them.
Josh, I think this is a very important mission all of us at Working Nation do, and we're proud to be a part of it.
Well, we're excited to have Working Nation as a partner and the other, I think, 39 partners who are part of the SkillUp Coalition. So it's a Big Ten effort. It's going to take all of us pulling together because we've got millions of Americans who don't know where rent's going to come in from this month or where dinner's getting paid for tonight. And so it's really beholden on all of us to act, but to act with speed, urgency, and scale, because the problems are bigger than any one of us. And let's work together to try and create these rapid reskilling pathways together.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking to Josh Jarrett, the Acting Executive Director and the Executive Chair for the SkillUp Coalition. I'm Ramona Schindelheim, Editor-in-Chief of Working Nation. Thanks for listening.